Governor Mark Dayton earlier today chatting with reporters about, I guess, the possibility of a special session November 21 to 23. Lester Bagley, we call him on this program a stadium junkie. That's pretty much his deal. I mean, there's other, I'm sure, parts to his job, but let's face it. He gets paid on the basis of whether indeed, finally, the Vikings get what they think they have coming to them, a brand spanking new stadium. And I don't mean in the greater Los Angeles, California area. I mean in the greater Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul. Mr. Bagley now joins us after a very, well, I was about to say eventful day, but I think that's one of the hard things about what took place today is I don't know if it was eventful. How do the Vikings, how do you view what the governor had to say about the state, this development?
Well, hey, Dan, thanks for having me on.
Yes.
And I would like to get to the other parts of my job, which we have a great organization and got a lot to do. So but getting this done is paramount. It's the number one business issue for the organization. Yeah, today was a great day. I mean, we got to compliment the leadership of the legislature, the governor, for his leadership pulling the meeting together and the serious commitment to resolve this issue. I mean, what we got to today is, everybody understands that the last piece of the project is the source of the state's contribution. The governor's been clear. The county's in for $350, the state's in for $300, not a penny more, and the Vikings are in for the rest. So what is yet to be identified is that source of the state's $300 million contribution. So hopefully this will set the stage for resolving this issue yet this fall.
You mentioned the governor. Let me read you, get your reaction to an email that we received earlier from emailer Tom. He says, and he sounds like a guy, I can't tell if he's pro-stadium or anti, but he does ask this question. He says, the governor is, how many false start press conferences can there be about this stadium? Governor Dayton is bringing no leadership. He says he wants the stadium but offers no plan. If he wants to get some, he better bring some. All he brings is hollow, vague references to a people's stadium. Bring a plan if you want an up or down vote. Is that a fair complaint?
No, I don't think so, because the governor, while he's the most important player in the room on this issue, there's no doubt, this is only going to get resolved if there is collaboration and Republican leadership as well as gubernatorial leadership on this. The legislature has a lot to say about this. That's where this thing will get passed. That's where we need 68 votes in the House and 34 in the Senate. So I don't think that's accurate. I think that, there's been some criticism of the governor, but this governor has done more than 8 months than the previous governor did in 8 years. So, I have nothing but positive things to say about the governor who wants to solve the issue and is stepping up. There's no doubt it's difficult, and there's no doubt that it has to be collaborative. Where's the plan? Well, that's the nub of the issue. That's the $300 million. Because if you ask, depends on who you ask, as to, do you have the vote for the deal? Well, the vote for what? The vote for Racino? The vote for a Jersey tax? The vote for a bonding proposal? The state leaders have to get together and advise and tell us. We can't read their minds. They have to tell us what is the source of their contribution, what fits Minnesota, what fits our situation, what is a collaborative proposal. We got 2/3 of the deal. We need the state to identify the $300 million, and then we can get the votes.
What I keep reading even today in the wake of the Dayton announcement is that the votes don't exist, although, as you say, it's like, well, but exist on what? What's the plan?
Right.
But it almost seems like every funding mechanism that you named, I'm hearing people in positions, I think, to know, both Republican and DFL, basically saying they're not going to go for that. And so from your perspective, from the Vikings' perspective, is there something we're missing here? Is there some other way out of this box? I mean, what do you, from your perspective, do you view as the most likely funding mechanism?
Well, that's why, again, today was important, because those five leaders, the House and Senate, Republicans and Democrats, those four caucus leaders plus the governor, have to determine, get on the same page, what is the source of the state's $300 million contribution. Those five have to agree on a package. And that's why today was important, because today they had their sleeves rolled up, and I understand from people who were in the meeting that it was a positive meeting, it was a good meeting. People in every corner are saying, let's get this done. So it's all good. But we have suggested and showed how every NFL stadium deal has been done. And there's been 28 stadiums financed and built in this country in the last 15 years. There's just a couple that haven't been able to get done, ours being one. So there's a variety of ways to do it. And we had put a bill together that had user-based financing, and that would, for the state contribution, that would include a jersey tax, a Viking, jersey or football or memorabilia tax, a lottery scratch-off game like they use in Baltimore or Seattle, satellite download, try to capture those revenues from people who order the NFL ticket. And so those types of user fees, most every deal that's been done in the last couple of years have included some form of hospitality, whether lodging or restaurant tax, because those folks, benefit from the team being here, and they know they do, and they're willing to be part of a solution. So, but the bottom line is, it's up to those five leaders to sort out the right mix and the right level. You need about $23 million a year over 30 years to get to $300 million. That's the equation we're trying to solve for.
Let's say we have the session, and let's say there's a vote, and let's say on whatever that they come up with, and they say, nope, we it's been defeated. Or let's say we can't even really get to the point where we've got something to actually vote on. I think people are always wondering. I think it's fair at this point, given the lease date running out here, what the next step is. And I have said that I really believe that the point has probably come where the thing that you guys will get pounded the most if you do it is the only thing left for you to do, and that would be to start scaring people. That at some point, I've even said, philosophically, I can respect the position that given the economy, given where we're at, we're sorry, we know we've done it before for other teams, but this is bigger, this is different. The times are wrong. We just don't want to play this game anymore. Then I think you guys have a right to say, okay, well, yeah, that's your position. That's fine. Now we have a right to explore all options, including Los Angeles, California. Why are you not playing that card?
Because the Vikings belong in Minnesota, and I don't think the Wolves have any intention of relocating. I can't, it's up to them as to what they want to do. My job and our organization is doing everything we can. The Wolves have been great owners. They've been, excellent owners for this community and this team, but they've also answered the bell. They've delivered what they've been asked or required. Go get a local partner, an ideal site, put a significant contribution, that $420 million plus and counting, is the third largest NFL contribution in the country ever. And when we're in a small part of the market, so the Wolves have stepped up, and our lease is in front of us. There's time to resolve this. If we don't get it done this fall, then we will slide to a 2016 opening, as Met Council said. Although we think it's still in our contractor, Mortensen Construction still believes it can be opened this fall. Or that we can, if we get it done this fall, rather, that we can open it by 2015, which is a huge issue. But jobs opportunity, create 7,500 construction jobs, prevent the costs from going up, and our lease is up. So we've avoided the issue down to the end of the line, and now the good news, we're very encouraged with today's discussion, because people are at the table, and we may not have a solution right now, but we believe we're headed to one.
Are we at Arden Hill from the Vikings' perspective? Is this Arden Hills or nothing? I ask, of course, because the governor has continued to float the idea of, yeah, there's Arden Hills, and I'm not going to rule out the possibility of something in Minneapolis. There were some stories over the weekend suggesting that, well, there is movement in Minneapolis, but they don't want to be perceived as getting in the way, shall we say, of this other deal. Do you guys view it as Arden Hills or nothing, or do you just have to say that, and that it, when the, in the end, you're going to go wherever you can get the best deal you can get?
No, we've answered the bell, did what we were required to do, the site, the plan, the team, and local. Two-thirds of the deal is there. What's missing is the state piece. There is no plan for Minneapolis. It's Arden Hills is the ideal site. It's the best site for the state. It's the best site for the fans, for the fan experience. And the only thing left to be determined is the state piece of it. So our focus, and Ziggy Wolf talked about it when he was at the press conference in Ramsey County late last week. It's we are 100% committed to Arden Hills. There is no Minneapolis alternative. It is Arden Hills.
Well, and it's also, I think we should put all the cards on the table. It's the best site for Ziggy to make the most money, too. I don't understand why you guys don't want to emphasize that, too. Because, let's face it, given the parking situation, that option, the whole game day experience, you're going to make money off that. That's not illegal. But to me, that's another reason why, from your perspective, that's where you guys want to go. There are more infrastructure costs involved in that, but part of the reason you guys want it there is because you guys think you can make more money there, right?
Well, not necessarily. It's a fairly thin deal. I think what's fair to say is the Wilfs are willing to put $420 million plus, in addition, fund operating costs of $20 million a year. So the Wilfs have got $420 million on the table, more than three times what the Twins put in. $420 million plus about $20 million a year for 30 years. They're willing to do that because of the potential upside in the site, because of the parking revenue, right, from 20,000 parking spaces, there's no doubt. And who knows if there's any development opportunity. Hopefully the economy will stabilize and we can get something exciting up there besides the stadium. And there's an interest in it, and we're not shying away from that. But right, it's not certain any sort of broader outside development. There is, I don't know, the tendency is that everybody thinks that the Wilfs are going to get some big windfall, and that's not the case. Again, they're willing to put significant dollars on the table because the governor said it's $300 from the state and not a penny more. If you guys want Arden Hills, then you're going to have to step up and cover what's left. The deal is $350 from the county, $300 from the state, and the Vikings essentially everything else, including operating costs, and to guarantee that all those high school and community events are held at that same stadium.
Well, the windfall is you're going to have a great stadium where you can make a lot of money. I mean, I that's the windfall, right? I mean, the all objective here is that the Vikings, I think everybody agrees, even people who may not even be pro stadium, in terms of revenue, you guys are at the bottom. So obviously this is going to raise revenue. That's going to be for Ziggy. That's the windfall. I mean, that's a windfall, right?
It's to be competitive, to have a competitive team.
Well, yeah.
And it's the same argument of the Twins. They spent 10 years arguing that, you know, the revenue in this size market, the revenue generated from a new facility has to go into the payroll in order to be competitive. And that's the problem in this market. And where it's not a problem in Dallas or in Boston or in Washington or in Los Angeles, where they can put significant private money into the deal, because they can charge three, four, five times in those markets what we can in this market for suites and club seats and naming rights and all those revenue producers that we need to put into the payroll to be competitive. Same argument for the Twins versus using those revenues to fund the stadium, then we're back in the same spot as at the bottom of the league in revenues.
So what's the next? So now you guys just sort of sit tight, talk behind the scenes, if people have questions, whatever, and you just sort of hope that this thing indeed sort of comes together?
No, we're working it hard. We've been, you know, we gave the legislature and leaders, some breathing room after that horrible special session and shutting down state government. We, you know, gave them, you know, 5 or 6 weeks to catch their breath. But then we've been out there and we've been working hard and canvassing. There is support for Arden Hills. There is support for resolving this issue. I think our legislature, rank and file, believe that this issue, it's time for to resolve the issue. So we're continuing to work that angle. The NFL is in town tomorrow. Some of the Eric Grubman, who's Roger Goodell's right-hand guy on stadiums and business matters, executive vice president of the league, the stadium and finance committees of the NFL met last week in Houston and said, you know, what's going on in Minnesota? This thing's been going on and on and on. So they sent their top people in here to get an assessment, and so those conversations are going on tomorrow, and then the Wilfs will be meeting with the governor on Wednesday, so by the end of the day Wednesday, we should know if people are willing to to move this forward, or we're gonna continue to try to avoid it.
Thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We'll be in touch, Lester. Lester Bagley, Vice President for your Minnesota Vikings. There are some differences between the Twins deal and the Vikings deal. The Twins deal did not include any statement.